The Kingston fire, Russell, is still considered out of control. We did have some growth on that fire on the northern boundary. We did have crews on the ground there in the south working that fire. As well, we had some helicopters in and around the communities on the shore there working to put out any open flame or hot spots in the communities. And as well, we established yesterday a sprinkler line around Perry's Cove to help us with if we get any northerly wind, we can hopefully prevent that fire from coming south. And we're planning we've done some construction on a fire guard on the northern section. I think they may have up to a couple of kilometers completed on that one.
Wow. And as you probably heard in the forecast, it seems like we're getting a bit of rain starting tomorrow afternoon into tomorrow night. Is it your sense that that rain might help a little bit, or what? Or will you need a lot more than what we're expecting over 24 hours?
Russell, any rain is good news. It'll hopefully give the firefighters and the aircraft a chance to get at the head of that fire on the northern boundary and do some good work up there, as we've seen some real extreme fire behavior there where we've had difficulty controlling the movement of that fire, but the rain will certainly help us with that.
Let's get into Paddy's Pond, because obviously that necessitated an evacuation order. So what can you tell me about the status of that fire at this hour?
The status of that fire, Russell, is that it's still out of control this morning. I did have a very brief report this morning that the fire didn't move last night. It held its boundaries. That conditions there are smoky this morning. We're going to be back at that with aircraft and ground crews again today. And hopefully with the increased relative humidity, we'll have the same success there today as we did yesterday. And the incoming rain certainly is going to help us there as well.
Do you have a sense that you've turned a corner on that fire?
No,
okay.
I can't make that prediction at this time.
No worries. And of course, another big one that we want to get to is Martin Lake, and because that's a huge one right now. So what can you tell me about what's happening with the Martin Lake fire?
The Martin Lake fire is still considered out of control. Unfortunately, yesterday that fire grew to about 2,000 hectares. So we had high winds, high temperatures, low relative humidity. We've had no rain in that area for weeks, so fuels are very dry. So we had growth to the north on that fire. The fire crossed Great Rattling Brook, and it hasn't crossed the Beta Spear Highway. So that's a positive. And there was some growth on that fire to the south with some backburning yesterday.
Where do you see the biggest challenges right now for firefighting crews and just the overall ability to fight these fires? Where are you seeing the biggest challenges right now in the province?
The biggest challenge right now, Russell, is the lack of rainfall that we've had. If we could get some rainfall, we certainly could aid us in the fire suppression efforts. And hopefully, as you said, over the next couple of days, we're looking at some rain, and that could really help us out.